take a walk through any neighborhood in Toronto, there's a pretty good chance you'll stumble across a library. This city is home to 99 public library branches. Each one has its own little personality. This is apparently the busiest library system in the entire world, we are told. A few years ago, my next guest made it her mission to visit each and every branch in the public library system. She's visited all but one. She's written about her experience on a blog called Breakfast in Scarborough. Catherine Rain joins me in studio now to tell us what she discovered. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love libraries, and I have my own little library that I go to on my own or with my kids. Why did you want to go to libraries right across this city?
I wanted to visit them all, really. It started kind of as a whim, really. There's a beautiful big map of all 99 branches, and I thought it was about in 2006, what would it be like to visit all of them? And my husband encouraged me to write a blog, and at first I was like, well, who is going to read it? But the more I got into it, the blog is a really big and long thank you note to a wonderful service.
So as you made your way around the map and made your way to those different branches, what did you find?
I found a very vibrant service. I found people on Saturdays poring over their textbooks and reading to their kids. I found very versatile collections, some with huge numbers of multilingual collections and art, and just more than I expected. A lot of variety.
How long would it take to go through all those different branches? I mean, 98, I guess you've been to, because the one's still under construction. How long did that take you?
It took me about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so in going through them, did you have a favorite? Is there one that you thought, well, this is just unbelievable? I couldn't imagine a library would look like this.
Yes. Yes. My absolute all-time favorite is Humberwood Library.
Where's
it's in
that?
The northwest corner. It's the top northwest corner of the frontier of the GTA. And it's got these wonderful, it's one of the libraries that's part of a community center and a school. And around it is, it's called a natural regenerative area, so that has wild grasses, and that just totally sold me. I was just really swooning over the grasses. I'm from the Midwest in the States.
and a little slice of home.
A little slice of home, exactly.
What about in the branches themselves? I mean, is there something that was happening in one of the branches that you thought, well, this is really interesting?
Yeah, one of the most impressive branches for a variety of services, North York Central. I was there on a Saturday. There was a story reading club. It was packed, and there was a piano practice room, and every table had somebody sitting on it. All the study booths were full of people studying, and always felt very inspired by all the activity. Self-improvement.
Very diverse city as well. I mean, do you find that diversity reflected within the libraries themselves?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm always amazed at the variety of the languages. One of them, Albion, near Kipling, has 12 different languages in their collections.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned being from the Midwest, but you actually moved to the city from Scotland?
Yeah. Yeah. That was in 2002. My husband is Scottish, and we came to Toronto without really any secure work or connections. And first time I used the library was because I had no resources. I would teach ESL, and all our stuff, all our books were in transit on a ship somewhere.
The slow boat from Scotland.
A slow boat from Scotland, exactly. And so I didn't have any of my books, so I went to the library, and yeah, it took care of me. You know, I was really thrilled. Deer Park was my first branch.
So I mean, they took care of you. Like when you walked through, were you just amazed at what was available?
Yeah, I saw books, ESL books I hadn't used before in Scotland, and I was that particular branch, nothing to do with my job, but has a wonderful castle made out of wool in the children's section, and that
cool.
How about that?
You don't see that every day.
Absolutely not.
What about taking your students to the library? Do you do that?
Yeah. That's a good reminder. I should. But when I first came here, I had quite a few long term supply, like giving maternity leaves and such. And I went, and I would take large groups of ESL, adult ESL students. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm a nerd, but I got this thrill out of seeing them get their library cards. It was thrilling. No,
I think it's because it's exciting. I took my kids to the library, and they couldn't believe that there were all these books that you could take out.
Were they excited?
Yeah, they were just, I mean, giddy.
Yeah,
right? And that's not from your perspective. That's not a nerdy thing. That's actually like a great reflection of what the library can do.
It is exciting. My husband can test when we come to a new one. I'm sort of jumping up and down, and he's like, oh, okay. calm down.
Oh, this giant castle of wool. So you have one library left to go to?
Just one.
And when does that reopen?
That I haven't got a date, but it should be soon. I've talked to the publicity woman, it's Anna Critchley, mm-hmm. and she's going to let me know. It should be soon, but I don't know the exact date.
They should welcome you with trumpets, I think. I mean, you're a great ambassador for the library system.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's great to meet you.
Well, lovely to meet you, too.